Welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Check it out. New hog reveal. This one, well, I'm holding squid. I don't know if you guys can hear me. I'm sorry. This one's squid. And then show them the new one.
And this is tuna. What do you have to say, tuna?
There you go.
That's all you get.
Say hi, tuna. Say hi, squiddy.
Look at those giant ears that he cannot use.
Say hello. Squid doesn't care. He wants to make out with the rug we're standing on.
Yeah, Squid has a very questionable relationship with the rug in this room. Ow. Oh, there he goes. He's going crazy. He's going to town. Squid, don't.
He always goes to Drew's side because Drew eats snacks in here and then doesn't throw them away.
Okay, well, this is Tuna. He's going to be a year old this month, so he's only a few months.
He's a like, Capricorn.
Yeah, he's like 5 or 6 months younger than Squiddy. And he's a very good baby. He's the best baby.
He's my vote for number one dog in the house. I think Squid should be number three.
Squid's wandering too much. Anyways, well, this is him. Say hi. Okay, now Tuna's going to go with his dad. Go on, baby. Go on, baby. Go on. Babe, can you come take Tuna?
Hi.
Babe, can you come get Tuna, please?
Go on, baby. He can handle it. Go on, baby.
Good boy.
Bye, baby.
He's like, please.
Bye, Tuna. No.
Thanks, babe.
Squid sibling reveal. How was it? Did you guys have fun?
Squid sibling reveal. Ooh. New sibling just dropped.
New colorway just dropped.
Anyways, that's Tuna. So we have Squid and we have Tuna. And I told, it's so funny because one of you, I was like, the name is pending.
Yeah.
But I'll let you guys know when we decide on one. And so many of you were like, pending's a beautiful name.
And I was like, har.
We kicked around a couple names, but they just didn't feel right.
No. And that's why when she was going to tell you guys it was a different name at the time.
It was. At the time, we were calling him Frog for a little, which we thought was cute, but it didn't really, like, match. It didn't really fit him. Like, Squid fits him very well. He is a squid.
Yeah.
Clearly. So then we kept talking about it, and then Billy suggested Tuna. And I was like, that seems like it flows a lot better. So, and it has. So we have Squid and we have Tuna. Both of them.
They're best friends.
They are besties. They're best friends. So here we are. And I did tell y'all I fostered him. Me and Billy both fostered him for a while. And then we decided to adopt him because he fits so well in our home. And he loves Squid and Squid loves him. And they have a fucking blast together. So, and he, like I mentioned before, he is completely like 100% deaf. He can't hear anything at all. So it's been a really interesting learning how to train him, more so in the sense of like how to best be there for him. You know what I mean? Because he can't respond the same way that Squid can. So, but that's why I think they work really well together, because Squid can hear. He just chooses to ignore me sometimes.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Squid's a really good dog. And so he helps Tuna a lot. Like, Tuna copies him a lot with a lot of different things. And so it helps a lot that he has special needs, because we have another dog who can help out. But it's been like shockingly very easygoing training a deaf dog. So it's been really good. He has his release command down perfect for eating breakfast, which was really challenging in the beginning. Again, because he can't hear. So we have to figure out how to like signal to him that he has to sit and wait. And once we confirmed that he was deaf, it made it a lot easier, because at first we didn't know, like we weren't sure. And so then we went and took him to the vet, got him checked, everything, and he is deaf. So it made it a lot easier on him and us once we figured it out, so we could figure out a better way to be there for him. But yeah, new dog just dropped. Chat, spam the chat below with dog emojis. Anyways, that's the new puppy. I'm capped at two. I can't do more than two, so.
No, it's like the perfect amount.
Yeah, we got two hogs running around the house. And he's only like 5 or 6 months younger than Squid, so it's like They're like Irish twins.
Yeah.
So, which is great for me because I want them to grow at the same pace, same age kind of deal. But yeah, it's been really, really great. He's a great dog. A wonderful little boy.
He's super cute.
He's the sweetest boy alive. So
he doesn't look good on camera. You have to meet him in person. He does not photograph. When you were showing me pictures before she was going to foster him, I was like, wow.
We figured it out. It's because he has a lot more white showing in his eyes than Squid does. Like, Squid looks like a puppy and a dog because his fucking... It's like the same shit when they're like, why am I attracted to teenage Simba? And it's because they give them human eyes. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. I have a set of light here with the dog.
Because he looks too human, so it's a little scary. Oh, he has so much white in his eyes like humans do.
Yeah.
Whereas animals, their eyes are just their iris. That's it. Wow. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, that's why he looks a little scary in pictures, is because his eyes are too human.
Mm-hmm.
But he is the sweetest and the most beautiful dog in the world.
And he's never been mean to me. And guess what, audio listeners? You have to go watch the YouTube to see him. Oh, yeah. So.
Well, you heard his name. So his name is Tuna. But if you want to see him, you can go and see him. So, but he is a Frenchie. We fostered him. Adopted him, and he,
you didn't even foster him for that long. You guys,
we did it, we had him for like 3 days,
not even like two or one, and you were like, okay, we'll keep him.
Those three, it was three total.
Yeah,
like we met him, and not counting the first day we met him, because the first day we met him without Squid, because I just wanted to suss his vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second or third day we went and picked him up and brought him to come hang out with Squid for a day or two, and just to see how it worked, and it worked out great. So very, very happy. Very excited. Capped at 2 hogs. Can't have more than 2 hogs is what it is.
I feel it.
But a lot of you kept asking me, is Squid ever going to get a sibling? He already has one. And I revealed it in my Q&A on Instagram. So very exciting. Anyways, what's up with you?
Oh, I finally finished Leave the World Behind.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was kind of junk.
I didn't think it was junk. I didn't think it was like the most well put together movie. I just thought the plot was fucking scary.
I just feel like I guessed everything. I thought it was going to be like something scary. Like that is scary.
It is scary. You're tripping, bro.
But I thought it was going to be like, I wasn't going to be able to guess it. And I did guess everything.
You guessed every single thing that happened.
Yeah, pretty much.
You guessed the plane crashes. You guessed the migration patterns. No, I'm saying
who was doing it. I guessed that.
Well, you don't even really know. That's the scary part.
But I thought it was going to be like aliens or like...
No, that shit doesn't scare me. That's why I said aliens. Anyways, don't scare me.
I thought it was okay.
Weren't they really good in it, though? The actors were really good.
I mean, I'm going to... Anything Mahershala Ali's in...
I'm just saying.
I'm going to watch it.
They were incredible. All of them were incredible.
Yeah.
Oh, but this is what I wanted to tell you about the... Because you're like, I can't tell if Julia Roberts' character is racist in the movie.
Yeah, I watched them kind of reconcile with it in the middle of the movie. And then
she is. But see, that's the part that's scary. Because the shit that's scary is the shit that they don't talk about. It's just implied or inferred. Because
Papa was telling me, why was she being, like, when she was initially being so mean about them coming in the house? And I told him, I would have said no, too. I'm scared, too.
Yes, but it was, like, her tinge of, like, this is your house.
No, I know. And then she's saying, like, really the symphony. Like,
which is her being racist. Yeah. But then again... I that's what I told Papa, because I was like, as a woman, I would be scared too to let a stranger sleep in the house. Of course I would. Like, that would freak me the fuck out.
Mm.
But I would be cognizant of my verbiage, because otherwise it comes off like I'm being a racist, which she was.
Mm.
But that's the part that what he's talking about when he says they don't need to do anything. They just need to cut us off. Like, once they cut us off, then we do it to each other. And that's why they show her being racist, because that's who America really is. And that's the part that scares me, because it's fucking true. And also, what they did in that movie is what the United States government does to other countries all the time. To destabilize their government, that's what they do. They cut off their internet. Yeah,
so that's why Paul was saying, if we were pros at doing that, I feel like we wouldn't let them do it to us.
I don't know,
and I don't care. That's one. I finished that movie, and then I watched Coda. I'd never watched it before, and it was really good.
I don't know what that is.
It stands for Child of a Deaf Adult. So it's this daughter. She has a deaf sibling, and then her parents are deaf. And so it just shows how, like, when kids grow up in environments like that, they tend to absorb a lot of, like, grow up really fast and absorb a lot of responsibility at an early age.
Yeah.
And she loves to sing. But, like, obviously her family can't hear. Oh, my gosh. It made me cry. It was so good.
Aww.
That was the one that won. It won, like, 3 Academy Awards. Not this year, but the year before.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to watch that. And then what else have I watched? Oh, I tried watching that show, The Crowded Room, on Apple TV. I've been trying to just kind of scroll in there because I tend to like almost everything they do on there. Mm. And that was the one with Tom Holland. I thought he was supposed to be like a serial killer or something.
Is that the one where he plays a gay man?
No, that's Cherry. That's a different one.
Oh, okay.
But no, in The Crowded Room, he has like a little like kind of fuck ass bob. And I watched the first episode and I thought it was boring, so I didn't finish it. But I'll try again. And then I tried starting The Buccaneers last night, but I was too tired. Everyone keeps telling me to watch that one.
I rewatched Lilo and Stitch recently.
It's so funny.
Unbelievably funny.
So funny.
It's that, and that literally, like, when she brings, like, she makes him a bed and gives him a bottle with coffee.
Yeah.
And then he shoves her to the ground and gets on her bed. That was how Squid treated me when I first brought him.
Hey! That's mine!
Yeah. The way he's just pushing her to the ground and then she puts that lay on him and he stops.
Yeah.
It's literally me and Squid. That was literally me and Squid when I first caught him.
I think it was during the strike, so I couldn't say it, but I just told you, when's the last time you watched Lilo and Stitch? And also so the first Toy Story.
Oh, also. And
Finding Nemo.
Dude, Lilo and Stitch also, the part where he like chews on Pleakley's head and then she gets fired at that luau.
He's straddling his neck and he's chewing and then chomping on his head.
And she's like, let go. And he goes, ah, like bites even harder.
Yeah. Squid.
That's literally, if he could, he would do that to people.
That's like the scene that everyone, they always show like the clip of him licking the boogies out of his nose. That's Squid in a nutshell.
Yeah, dude.
Not Tuna. Tuna's refined. He's a gentleman.
Let him hang out with Squid long enough and start terrorizing people. Just kidding. Squid's a good boy, but the way he's fucking crazy, that's literally how Squid was before we got him trained.
Yeah.
So, no, that part where he gets her fired, you know, and then they walk home and it's like she's lying to her about why she got fired, like just to make her feel better, and she's like sad because she knows, she's gonna lose her to like CPS or whatever, and then he looks really sad and he like goes up there and falls. I'm not even kidding. I was like sobbing because he looked sad and that made me feel
the
sad.
Little ears.
Yeah, because he looks just like Squid, yeah. And that made me feel sad. So I started crying. I was like, that's so fucking dumb. Like, and it's like the situation is really sad, like, yeah, with them being sisters and she wants to take care of her.
Yeah.
Even when they're fighting, like he's like putting her in the car and she's like, no, she needs me. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody gets her like I do. I was like, oh, so true. Like me crying. Anyways, highly recommend rewatching if you haven't seen it in a while. It's really funny.
It is really funny.
And honestly, the pigeon accents are pretty good.
Oh, are they?
They're pretty good. They're pretty accurate. I would say, like, I'd give it out of 10. I'd give it, like, an 8. It's
and not too bad. She would be being bullied at her Hulu school by a white girl. By colonizer.
The funniest part is, like, when she's like, you're a freak. And then she just jumps on top of her, starts beating the shit out of her. Lilo's a Sam. I'm so sorry. But Lilo is someone. Sorry.
You think so?
Yeah, I think both of them are. I think they're half someone, half Kanaka. That's what I think. That's okay, my theory. That's my theory.
I think she's too thick to be Hawaiian.
They look someone. Yeah. Like, their faces look someone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They have Hawaiian names. That's why I said they could be Samoan local people in Hawaii, or they could be half Samoan, half Kanaka.
Mm-hmm.
Either or. But everything about their faces is Samoan, I'll tell you that much. And the way that she said, you're a freak, and she just jumped on top of her, and Billy goes, starting a fist fight with a hammer fist is fucking crazy. She immediately just like...
As I said, she just
beats the shit out of her. And she's like, sorry, dude.
What do they call hula school? I can't think of the word. Her kumu is there, but...
Yeah, your kumu hula is your hula teacher.
Yeah, but I can't think of the name of the school. Like,
I know what you mean,
name is, but... or word is, but she would be surrounded... If you look at all the girls in the group, it's mostly white girls.
Yeah, there's like a couple local girls in
it
there.
It looks like they live on the North Shore. When I was looking at the buildings,
when I was first looking at it, it looked like they lived in Maui or something, like the way that the houses are set up and the mountains and shit, it looked like they lived in Maui. But then when they show the map, it's like they're landing on, actually no, not Maui, Big Island. I think they live on Big Island
because it seems small.
Yeah. Well, and then there's parts where they go to volcanoes and those are only on
really
on Big Island, like, okay. I mean, don't, if they're not, they're on other islands, I'm sorry. But like where you where you can go and see them, I know for a fact they're on Big Island.
So. There are some there.
Yeah. The biggest ones are there.
Big Island.
Yeah. And I've been there. And believe it or not, it's freezing fucking cold when you go up there. The Big Island's like, I think
Did the lava look like you wanted to eat it? Every time I look at lava, I want to eat it. there wasn't really a lot of active lava when I went. It was mostly just rocks, but it was like so foggy. Like you couldn't see anything past like 2 feet in front of you. Mm. It was kind of scary. And we went right after the beach, so we had to wear our beach towels because we didn't bring a sweater. Because, of course, we didn't. We live in Hawaii. I'd never had sweaters. I brought pants and sweaters as if I was ever going to need them, and I fucking didn't. But there I did. And also, I think Big Island is one of the only places in the world where all you can experience all the seasons at once. Like, you could go to the beach and it's summer, or you could go all the way up and it's snowing on the...
Oh, on the same day.
On the volcano.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't get mad at me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but anywho, I think they're on Big Island, if I were to guess, based off like the movie, but who knows, maybe they're on Oahu. But it was really funny. Haven't seen it in a long time, so it was really funny. Highly recommend.
I liked it a lot. That movie does make me laugh a lot. What was I gonna say? I don't think I've been watching anything else. That's all I can think of. Oh, I've started a rewatch of Bob's Burgers. I've never watched the whole thing, so I've started from the beginning.
Love that show.
It's so funny.
I love that show. Alex's Steven texted me and Billy, and he was just telling us, like, thank you so much for, hosting us or whatever. And he said when they got home, they ordered food and they put on Modern Family. And it felt like they were at our house.
Stupid. I was like, we're home.
Just like, tastes like home.
Adam, every time we go fly anywhere, he goes, feels like home.
Yeah, he's like, I could get used to this. He's the most annoying person on planet Earth. Like, he truly is so fucking annoying.
I can't remember. He posted something in his story, and I was responding to him, and then all he texted me back was, shut the fuck up, you weirdo.
Basically, what I was trying to say was, I know a lot of you were like, why the fuck did you guys never come back to being on Wife Swap? Well, part of that is because we don't remember half the things we talk about.
We talk about so much stuff on this.
Well, we just get crazy. So off topic every single time. And that's just a day in the life of talking to us.
Yeah.
This is what I will share with you. We were almost on there when we were, how old were we? I think I was like fucking 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I might've been like 12 or 13, so...
I don't think you weren't in high school yet, though. So that's
why I was 14 in high school.
I know. Well, that's why I said then I was right. I was like 9, 10, around that age.
Okay.
I know we had bunk beds. I remember that.
We did?
Yeah. I explicitly remember that because they filmed our interview in our room. And you and I, like, our mommy told us to make sure our room was clean.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't do it till the day of. So we shoved everything in the closet. Oh, yeah. And then we tried to make our beds as nicely as we could, and they interviewed us on my bed and I was the bottom bunk.
Yeah.
Anyways, they interviewed us. We made it to the last round right before they cast you.
Yeah.
And then we didn't get cast, clearly, but like I wish we did. Mm-hmm. That would have been funny. No, actually, honestly, you're, I'm right, glad we,
yeah,
didn't.
I think I was in 6th or 7th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we really, like, the biggest selling point about us was us being Samoan, because they had never had a Samoan family. So we literally had to, like, make it look like we were more Samoan than we are.
Like, or, yeah, like, that we lived on, that we lived on, like, the island or something, yeah, like that. Yeah.
They literally dressed our house like they wanted us to look like, because we are a Samoan family. Like, we're raised, like, but they wanted us to be, like, it was, like, honestly racist. Like, they were, like, let's put some palm trees in here.
Put falas in here.
Yeah, put some coconuts around. Yeah. Like, they wanted us to, like, look like... I don't even know, like...
Like, which... we borrowed, like, a drum from my cousin. It was covered in, like, and siapo and, like...
Yeah, yeah, and they dressed the set. Like, yeah. They were like, oh, this is how they live. And it's like, we're just normal people, so we have rugs and couches. And they wanted to cover it in fucking lava lavas. Like,
yeah.
Why? Like, yeah. That's not how someone's lit. Like, they wanted, like, it was stone's throw away from, like, making my dad climb the trees in the backyard.
Yeah.
Topless. Like, that's what they wanted us to do.
He's like, he has an umu in the backyard. Like,
yeah, dude. We have a fucking fala. Like, we're, like, literally in an open, no walls house. Like, that's what they wanted us to have. Like, and that's, and honestly, I truly believe that's why they didn't pick us.
We only traveled by boat in the backyard.
we communicate by conch shell. Yeah. Like, they want us to have a coconut phone to reach out to each other. Like, they wanted us to be so, like, such a prejudicial and racist perception of Samoan people.
Yeah.
Like, we worked at the PCC. They wanted that to be what our house and life looked like. and we're a normal Samoan family who have
like a westernized, like American,
like we're Samoan people who grew up on the mainland. Like that's like how we all live. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And we just weren't ethnic enough. Like, to be honest, that's why they didn't pick us.
I literally thought we were going to get a wife swap and I was going to be able to test trial having a boyfriend.
What? That was your plan? What?
New mom, new rules.
That's what I was thinking. That was your plan, really?
Yeah. Because I think I had asked mommy, okay, if the other mom lets me have a boyfriend, am I allowed to have a boyfriend? And she said, I guess we'll see. And I'm all, that's Hollywood. That's just showbiz, baby.
And that's showbiz, baby. I don't know if I had any plans of anything. I do think that I was really grumpy when they were talking to me.
Yeah.
And they were like, you don't want to do the interview? And I was like, no. I was just really like.
Drew tanked it for us, see? They were like, I mean, the family's great, but that little one was so fucking rude.
I just really didn't like, because I was telling my mom, you told me they were going to be here for a few hours. They've been here all day.
They were there, guys, for like 14 all hours.
Fucking day, dude. They showed up at our doorstep at like 8 in the morning and didn't leave till like 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And I was and like. And
it kind of felt like they wanted to like hang out.
Yeah.
Get out.
And it was like, you're going to hang out and not cast us? Get out of my house. Like, but that's why I was like, you said they were going to be gone by lunch and they're still here.
What's going on?
And I was like, I just had things I wanted to do. I wanted to watch my shows. I
wanted to play with my brats. Barbies.
Wanted to play with my toys. Like, and I couldn't do any of those things because they were filming every goddamn inch of the house.
Because if I opened the closet to get those things, an avalanche of toys would crush me to death.
Yeah.
On because set. It
looks messy to the producers. yeah. But anyways, they brought everything. Like, they brought a full crew to the house. They brought lights, cameras, all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucking crazy.
To do the casting video or whatever.
Yeah, that, like, B-roll shit they roll, like, when they're like, oh, and this is the Awfulwallows. You know what I'm saying? But it was probably all for the best.
Yeah.
Just gonna say.
100%. All for
the best. Yeah. But anywho, that's the story about that. Nothing really concrete.
Yeah, I honestly forgot about it. That's why I went in that episode. I was like, wait, dude, don't let me forget to talk about wife swap. And then.
And shocker, we forgot.
We did forget, unfortunately. All right, guys, we're going to go into today's topic, which we did last year and it made me laugh a lot.
Yes.
And it was, what is your most embarrassing moment of 2023? Drew, take it away. What was one of your most embarrassing? I have one for you.
Was it falling?
This is the Barbie premiere in general.
That whole night. That whole night is a big fat fucking L.
Thank God the movie was good because we needed one win.
I needed at least one.
We needed one win, and then when we got home, the strike happened, so we didn't even really get to talk about it.
Yeah, when I talk about falling and eating shit in front of one of my ops, that was at the Barbie premiere.
Yeah.
And I fell twice, bitch. Like, and the second time was worse than the first time, believe it or not. And then I was bleeding, and then they made me sit in a wheelchair.
And the EMT was flirting with you.
And I was like, when he was doing that, I was like, I'm having a really bad day. Okay? Now's not the time to piss me off. Like, this is making me feel worse.
Dude, I know. I was telling mommy that when we went to the after party, or telling Brittany, then we went to the after party with her and Tristan.
Yeah.
That, I was like, the lighting was crazy in there because you couldn't tell who anyone was because it was so dark in there.
And they had a big fat disco ball, so it was like constantly spinning and shining random. It was almost like strobe.
Yeah, lights. So you like couldn't really see that well. But when you got close enough, there were a fuck ton of famous people there. The only one.
And my wig was on the back of my neck by that point. Yeah, bro.
And so we got a drink with Brittany and Tristan. We're walking through, and then Drew goes, "I have to take my shoes off, or I'm gonna die."
It's almost like it faded because my feet hurt so bad, not just because I'd been in like these fucking 7-inch platforms all night, but because I fell twice. So my left foot was like super swollen and like
trauma,
just trauma. And so I was like, it's because I was sitting for so long watching the movie. It's like when I sat,
all the adrenaline's gone.
It just restarted, but now with my new feet.
Yeah, your ouch feet.
Yeah, it was fucking. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna explode.
Yeah, so I told Drew, oh, here, let me take them off, because at that point I took my shoes off. I was like, I don't give a fuck, I'm barefoot.
Yeah.
And then Drew was like, no, it's fine. And she bent down like for half a second step. She goes, never mind, can you do it?
When I sat up, my wig was back here, and she was like, dude, your hair. And then I was like, I was pulling it forward like this, and I was going, with the bangs trying to keep
it. I know, I felt so bad. Because my lace
was gone. It was fucking gone. There was no melt.
I know.
I might as well, I look like Pleakley when he put that wig on his head.
The fuck has fought.
Fuck, what, after he pulls his head out of Stitch's mouth and his hair is all fucked up, that's what I looked like at the Barbie premiere. It was fucking horrible. And I met the most famous people I've ever met, the most creators I've ever met. Yeah. And I looked like a fucking mess, girl. Like
she rolled down the hill and then walked in the front door.
Girl, it looked like I fucking walked there. It looked like I walked to the fucking walk a mile in these Louboutins.
Just kidding.
They weren't Louboutins.
Dude, I watched a video of Selena Gomez like on an old tour and she used to cover that song. Did you know that?
What? That Iggy Azalea song? Yeah. Yikes.
Yo, money. No. I can't think of it. Is it called Work?
I forget, to be honest. That was like her first song that blew her up in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forget.
Before Fancy. Anyways, that for me, I think that was your most embarrassing moment. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yep.
I felt so bad that whole day because I was like, man, I've never, my sister is truly like, you know, like, I'm the luckiest girl, you know, or whatever that lucky girl. Yeah. I'm a lucky girl. Then that Drew is truly a lucky girl through and through. And if she's not, she's like a just get by kind of girl. But that one, I was like, I don't know what happened.
There's just,
like, I don't know what witch put a curse on you, but it was bad.
Someone had my voodoo doll that day, girl. But you know what's funny is like, I feel like I work so hard to manifest and work really hard to make things happen. And then there's always like one thing where like the universe, God, whatever you want to call it.
Needs they have to humble you.
They need to kick the living shit out of me. So I just never forget.
It was pretty bad. And I'm
grateful for it. But that night was a nightmare. That fucking entire day was a nightmare, which is so funny because it was also really fun. But it was also a nightmare. Like,
it was, yeah.
So I'm never going to complain about getting to go to shit like that. It was just the way that everything that could happen that was bad to me did happen.
Yes.
I fell. I ate shit. My wig fell off. I scraped my knee. I was bleeding everywhere. Everyone was asking me if I was okay. I had to sit with an EMT. They didn't have a fucking tent or anything.
No, the EMT was flirting with you. We ran into him twice.
And he every time he saw me, he's like, back again? I'm all, stop! Get out of here!
When Adam's like, hey, get out of here.
Beat it. The way I was like, I'm having a really bad day.
I don't need this from
this
you.
This is making it worse. You're making me feel worse.
I don't need this. I don't know. I mean, I had a lot this year, but I'm a witch.
No,
one?
You didn't.
What do I want to share?
You had a lot of embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I feel like I was more embarrassing this year than last year.
Your gauge is so broken, though, because something silly could happen, and she was like, that's the worst thing that's ever happened to me, and it wasn't even embarrassing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we have different gauges.
I know. I'm saying mine is, like, objectively, it's humiliating. Yours is like, well, I don't think that's embarrassing, and you're like, well, everybody was looking at me, so what would you call that?
Embarrassing.
Yeah. It's subjective to the person. I'm just saying objectively it's probably not that bad. I don't think you had that many moments is my point.
Yeah.
What would you say?
When I went to Long Beach Pride, I feel like I embarrassed myself a lot.
But see, you don't even remember.
Exactly.
And everybody there said you were a blast, so who cares?
Okay.
And it's our family. They would have told you.
If it was bad?
Yeah.
That's what I told Josh.
Josh would have told you.
I accidentally blacked out at Long Beach Pride, so if you met me there, I remember it very briefly, but not really, so I'm sorry. But that was an accident. I don't know what happened. I thought I prepared my body well enough, and I did not.
Every time she blacks out, it's always an accident.
Yeah, that's good.
It's always an accident. And then it cuts to videos of her going, yeah, I'll do another shot.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, thinking it's going to be the one. Well, there you go. That's my fault.
The way alcohol just always seems to sneak up on her that it makes her drunk. She's like, what?
But honestly, since then, I haven't been able to get drunk because I'm scared of blacking out again. I fear my own body. But anyways, I did that and I felt really embarrassed. And I didn't even, we like had just gone there. Don't remember anything.
But see what I mean? Like, it's the perception of what you think people were thinking about you, but everyone that was there told you that you were a fucking blast.
I feel like blacking out in general, though, is objectively like embarrassing. Like, I feel like anyone could agree with me on that.
Well, it depends. Because I could just, the one time I can clearly remember me blacking out because huge pieces of the night are missing, and that never really happens to me. I don't feel embarrassed about it But the few times I did come online, I did shit that was very embarrassing. And even that doesn't embarrass me, really. But it's mostly just because, like, I wasn't there. I bet I was a hoot. And who's gonna tell me otherwise?
Yeah. I also...
That's why I told her to lie to yourself. Like, if everyone's telling you you were a good time, you were a good time.
I was wearing my Doc Martin, like, platform sandals. And yeah. I fell down multiple times that night.
Yeah.
And I thought I broke my foot. Like, it hurt so bad for, like, months after.
Yeah.
Then I got an x-ray and he said it was fine. All of a sudden my foot stopped hurting. That's neither here nor there. I think that's the most embarrassing thing I did this year. I can't think of anything else.
I can't either. That's what I would want to share. And even that, I don't think that that's really embarrassing. Although I can understand why you would feel embarrassed by it. But I don't think you have anything to be embarrassed
about. I blacked out on Saturday. I was dying all day Sunday and it was Drew's housewarming. And it was all... the yeah. whole time. And then Monday we went to Taylor Swift and I got a buzz, so
there you go. I'm trying to think if anything. I can't think of anything else. I don't get embarrassed very easily, to be honest.
No, I mean, I don't think that's a surprise to anyone.
Even the Barbie
premiere, makes sense. Yeah,
even the Barbie premiere, I was kind of like, damn, that's a bummer.
Even then, like, when she fell and the EMT came, I told her, dude, let's just go home.
Yeah.
And she was like, we're gonna see that movie. That's why I said she looks like, like Squidward when he's
like, yeah, like after the bear attack. that was me going in to watch Barbie. We're gonna
see that fucking movie. That's what she was saying.
Whether you like it or not.
And we did, and it was really fun.
And when we were sitting there, I was telling Jason, I was like, that better be the best fucking movie I've ever seen. I swear to God, if it's bad, I'm gonna be pissed.
But yeah, other than that, I can't think of anything else. Can you?
No, not really. I feel like the few things that I'm like, uh-oh, that's kind of embarrassing. They don't register for very long. Because again, like, I think embarrassing is like, it just depends. I feel like it's so subjective. And my meter is crazy high. So like to feel embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I could joke my way out of anything. So maybe that's why. You know what I mean?
Because,
mm-hmm. like, I do remember a moment from 2021 that embarrassed me, but I talked my way out of it, so I feel like I was better.
Okay.
And it was when I met that girl that I had already met.
That was the last year. It was 2022.
No, I know. That's okay. What I'm saying. I'm thinking of moments like that. Like, that stuff does embarrass me, but I, like, got out of it, so it wasn't that bad, but it was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
But it's more so just, like, my vision and my memory are horrible as far as people. So, like, unless I talk to you all the time and meet you frequently, I'm not going to remember you. And that's nothing personal. It's just I meet thousands of people all the time. And so, like, there was someone that I met that I didn't remember. But to be fair to me, and I did remember this, she changed her hair completely. Like, her hair used to be long and blonde. And then when I met her again, it was a short, dark brown bob. And I felt like it changed what she looked like. But I talked my way out of that one because she told me that. And then I was like, okay, I thought so, but you changed your hair, right? Wasn't your hair long and blonde? And she was like, yeah, it was. And I was like, okay, I just didn't want to assume that it was you because I knew it was you, but I didn't want to assume.
Yeah, when we went to that Spotify Wrapped party, we ran into someone right when we walked in, an influencer. And I said, hi, it's good to see you. And I hugged her and she said, have we met before? And I was like,
uh-oh.
Yeah, and then I went, oh, yeah.
And we have.
I was like, yeah, I met you in New York. And then she was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, she was really cool about it. And it wasn't like, you don't remember me.
Exactly.
Because I also met her for 30 seconds.
Exactly. And that's how I didn't want
to be rude because I always say, it's so nice to meet you. And they'll be like, of course I remember you. And the one time I go, it's nice to see you again. Have we met? And I go, oh yeah. And then she stopped like, oh, hey, Billy. And I'm like, what the fuck? But anyways.
To be fair, though, your hair is different.
Oh, that's true.
So, again, same thing. You look completely different.
But I didn't get mad. I was just like, oh, okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't get mad. You know what I'm saying? And that obviously, to be fair to everyone else, like, that doesn't happen to me anymore. Like, people know me just because of the platform shit. But, yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I think really embarrasses me.
Okay.
But even then, I'm kind of like, ah, it's fine. Like
when we went to VidCon, I don't know if we've told this story. There was someone that Drew knew that was saying hi to her from far away. I think we have said this, and my mom I wasn't there. I'm the Emily of my family.
Yeah.
From the Devil Wears Prada. Remembers
everybody.
And so I wasn't there. And
my
so,
mom is just as bad as me.
I know, but thankfully she
But thankfully was, that in that moment, she remembered her and I didn't.
She
remembered
who she was. Yeah, because my mom could see, had her glasses on and Drew didn't. So
Anyways, and then that we saw that same girl again, and Drew looked at Drew just kind of looked like this sideways to me, and I was like, oh, it's a what's her face? And
yeah,
I told her. She was like, oh, okay, not again.
And that's like, I'm like, I don't want to be rude either, and I do know her, but like, I couldn't tell who it was from far away because my vision is so bad, and she was talking to me as if she knew me.
Yeah,
which strangers do to me all the time too. So that's why I'm like, I don't like when people go, "What's up, bitch?" Like, and you'd be surprised how many times I hear that a day, bitch. Like, you would be shocked to know how many times it. I wonder how many times Bretman gets that.
Oh my god!
Because that's like Bretman's whole bit.
Missing bitch, yeah.
I cannot tell you how many times a day when I go out in public, people address me that way.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're like, "What's up, you fucking bitch?" I'm not kidding.
That's not a joke.
I cannot imagine how many times Bretman hears it.
We could be in line for It's a Small World at Disneyland. Someone's going to say that.
Girl.
She could be at the optometrist. She could be at the
and
vet.
And I have been. I've been at the gynecologist, and someone was like, you fucking bitch. You're so funny.
Home Goods.
Hey, what are you doing?
Like, it happens everywhere, you guys.
Home Goods, it did happen at Home Goods. Like, I was there, and this girl was like, I fucking knew it, bitch. I knew you're that fucking bitch, and she's like screaming, like she's talking so loud, it's like that. I can't even. I'm so curious. I need to ask Bretman, how many times a day do you hear that from strangers? That's why I said, so when creators address me that way and I can't see you, you could be a normal person, you could be a creator, you could be someone who works.
I can't see.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, that's not an identifier for me that it's someone I've met before, because strangers say that to me. So anyways, I did know her, but I just, my mom told me who it was from far away because I couldn't tell. But anywho, that's why you keep your family around.
They, I'm surprised my mom remembered her name. My mom is terrible at names. Terrible.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so we had you guys send in your embarrassing moments of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty embarrassing.
Man, you guys should be embarrassed.
Just kidding. Okay, we're going to start off with some from our Patreoners.
Yes. Thanks, Patreoners.
This first one's from Kayla. She said, I was trying to play a prank while on vacation in Rio, and I fell down wooden hard steps. I didn't break any bones, but the whole house knew that we were trying to prank the boys, and it was super embarrassing. They still have video to prove it. All they said was karma's real, and yes, I felt like a cartoon with my feet being swept in front of me on my back. Just thought I would add that in there.
There's nothing funnier than people falling. I'll tell you that much.
I don't care.
There's something about people falling, bro.
I don't care where we are, if someone falls down in front of me, I have to laugh.
It's really all you can do.
I have to laugh.
That actually reminds, well, first of all, Rio. Okay, Rich.
I know.
Rio. That reminds me of the movie Rio. Remember? Who remembers? Spam the chat with Blue Macaws.
True. Hurry up. It's one of the worst animated movies of all time.
It is. It sucks. Anyways, well, there's lots of fucking famous people in that movie.
Yeah.
Jesse, there's a lot of famous people in
Jesse
that fucking
movie. Jesse Eisenberg.
Leslie Mann.
That's all.
And the list goes on. I don't remember anyone.
I don't remember anyone.
Anyways, what I was going to say is playing pranks on people, I like to think that they're funny, but I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like maybe sometimes I'm not creative enough to come up with a prank. So
yeah,
I'm like, I don't know.
No, I like to trick people, but
yeah, tricking people or scaring them is more my wheelhouse.
Yeah,
I would say. Does that mean that the prank never went through? Because everybody was too busy laughing at you falling? Because that does make it worse.
It sure sounds like it.
Oh, damn. And then all the, you were saying the boys, which probably means men are like, that's what you fucking get.
Yeah.
Which, salt in the wound.
Yeah.
That does, it's not the same, but it kind of reminds me of when we were in Hawaii like a few years ago, and we were visiting family, and we were having dinner with a bunch of my family members, and we were at my uncle's house, and we were all like kikiing, having a good time. It was like eating and drinking, we're catching up, and then like we were on the lanai, which is like the outside like porch. And my uncle has lived in that house for years. It's like older. And like, I don't know what the fuck he was doing, but Billy was going back in the house to get something.
We were all like in a little, it was like you, it was Billy, Drew, and then I was right behind them.
Yeah.
So that was good. We were all going in there, I think, to get
food. Well, no, I was sitting at the table and you were behind him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is, if someone's going to see something embarrassing happen to you, Dayson's the worst person. because she won't stop. She won't stop telling people, and she won't stop laughing about it.
Because I'm constantly embarrassed of everything that when it happens to someone else, it makes me laugh.
And so, like, Billy, like, I don't know what he was doing, like, if he was talking or what, but, like, there's only one screen door, and then there's, like, a glass door, but the glass door had been open the whole time. It was just a screen door.
It was closed, yeah.
It was closed, and he walked right through it. Like,
no, he kind of stumbled. It didn't open. It didn't, yeah. He stumbled back, and then he opened it.
I know, but I'm saying, like, it was just, like, he walked through it like it wasn't open at all.
But I'm saying it didn't break or anything. Yeah.
No, he just bounced off of it like a trampoline, but it was, like, really embarrassing.
Because that was the first time he met
my extended family. And then my uncles are so funny and mean, and my uncle's like, oh, there's a door there. I'm about to open it before we go in there. And he was like, well, how many drinks have you had? And he only had like one. He's like, I only had one. And then my uncle Sophie was like, he was literally like, man, that screen door must be strong because you're a big guy and it didn't break. It's like a reinforced fucking screen door. Shit.
Dude.
Fucking bank safe. Jesus Christ.
And then I couldn't.
And that is all we talked about the rest of the night. Laughed about it the whole time.
And then Drew said, that was the worst person to do that in front of.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Dayson was right behind him and she looked like this when it happened. She was going. And she's like, are you okay? And she's laughing.
He opened the door.
It literally was like, it felt like there could have been a cartoon noise that was like, boing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. Like a fucking Three Stooges type thing.
This next one, this is also a Patreoner. His name is Ryan. Woo-hoo. He said, this happened last night. I fell down my friend's stairs ass first, and I took like three of her mom's Black Santa nutcrackers down with me. I literally had to sit down for 5 minutes because my body went into shock and I was sweating and feeling lightheaded. I'm 21, but this body is 85, apparently. I'm fine, though. Just a little bruised ego. That was Drew at the Barbie premiere. I said, does it hurt? You're a what? My ego?
just my ego. That's the only thing that hurts. And it actually did hurt really bad, but I couldn't feel it until after the fact because I was, like, on adrenaline. But that's so funny. Like, man, you got it in under the wire, huh? He said, it actually happened to me last night. Falling, there's just no dignity in falling.
A lot of these are you guys falling down.
As someone who has fallen and taken great falls, like, I think we've talked about the hike in Hawaii when I ate shit on the hike.
Yeah, on Pillbox.
Why does everything bad happen to us there? I don't know.
In Hawaii?
Yeah, I'm like, Billy ran into that fucking screen door. I don't know. I don't even know. That's why I said we turn into the Three Stooges when we go there. But, yeah, the hike in Hawaii, I think we've talked about that on here. When I ate shit, almost lost all my front teeth because I slammed my head so hard on the rock.
Yeah.
And I should have rolled to my left and rolled right off that cliff.
It was like a cartoon, like, splatter on the ground.
Like Bugs Bunny-shaped hole in a wall, literally. And then I was like, I'm literally fine. And then I got up and ran down the mountain by myself with tears in my eyes. That one was bad because... Not only was it like there, like obviously a lot of people saw it, but past that, it was just like it hurt really bad.
Yeah,
and that made me want to cry, which made me even more embarrassed, which is why I took off, ran down the mountain on my own, met my family at the car.
Then we went to Zippy's.
Yeah, and then Dayson at Zippy's goes, I didn't want to make this joke there, but that's what you get for rushing me. What a fucking asshole thing to say.
It's true. I was like, hold on.
That wasn't my fault. There were people behind me rushing me.
I know. And then I was like, well, tell them to stop.
Okay. Yeah. I'll get right on that.
Hold on. I'm trying to get my bearings. And my legs are so short. I was trying to kick them on the ground.
Yeah. And I paid the price for their their fucking rushing. And then they weren't rushing anymore after they watched me eat absolute dog shit falling.
Okay. This next one's from Mora. Also a Patreoner. She said, I jumped off a stage during a volleyball game and I landed on all fours. What stage?
You were playing volleyball on a stage?
Then when I started running, I tripped and fell right on my face. It was the game against our rival school, so everyone was there and everyone saw it.
Rip.
Yeah. I would have laughed too, Maura. I'm not going to lie.
Rip.
It depends. I don't laugh out loud if it's someone I don't know. I have to cover my eyes and laugh.
There was something I was thinking about where you and I were laughing for so long and we like couldn't stop.
Which time?
That's how I know, but it was recent. I mean, I think part of me is maybe associating it with Salem when we were playing and we like couldn't stop laughing. But I was thinking about you doing like, I have a scapegoat for you. You're all like, see?
We talked about this in the bonus episode that came out on the Patreon. But yeah. You have to watch it.
You have to watch the bonus episode.
To get the joke, but yeah.
Yeah, we talked all about Dayson's 30th birthday weekend. That is pretty embarrassing. But I do think falling in sports is not as bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If that makes you feel any better. Because you're playing a game, so you may eat shit at some point, but at least you're like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless you like fell once and then tried to get up and redeem yourself and fell again, can't protect you from that. Can't save you from that.
Okay, this next one's from Jelly. She said, I was late to work and panicking, so I whipped into my work parking lot so chaotically that I hit and broke the concrete curb by the driveway. Then people noticed the curb was broken and I acted innocent / surprised. But then coworkers found scrapes on my car and a chunk of the curb was wedged under my parked car, so I had to confess. What?
Who cares? That's what I would say. Who cares?
I bet that whoever did that was running late or something.
I bet whoever did that is super hot and sexy though.
And really, really good at their job. And so that's why smart. They got here so fast.
And so talented and so eager to work. I bet whoever did that though is like that.
If I were know. To guess. Just me. Just I guess that's what I'm thinking.
I'm trying to think about like, oh, I did tell you I think we talked about this too, but like I once had an unpaid internship and my boss wouldn't even pay for my parking, which is crazy because she wanted me to park like 6 blocks away and fucking walk to work, which is one thing, but also I would get out when the sun went down. So like she wanted me to walk back to my car alone at night. So I was like, I'm not doing that, but I had no money. So I would park in the fucking structure and I would just try to like figure it out. And every time I would try to sneak out behind someone. And like the amount of times, and I was using my dad's car because I didn't have a car at the time. And the amount of times I almost had that thing chopped on the fucking ceiling. Like it was closing really fast. And I was like,
did you ever make it out?
Yeah, I made it out a few times. But one time it really did almost hit and I had to stop and back up. And then I was trapped. And then I had no way of getting out because I had no money. And then I'm sitting there and I'm trying to strategize, like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then two cars pulled up behind me. And then I was like, oh, no. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm so like, what am I going to do? And I was just sitting in there like, I had no, like, I was too scared to like look out and be like, can I get out? So I was just sitting there and You're like, yeah. And I was like, just hoping that someone would help me. The person behind me got out and came up to my window and knocked on it. And then I rolled down. I was like, I'm really sorry. I'm like looking. And then they were like, oh, did you forget your badge? And I was like, yeah. And then they were like, oh, I hate when that happens. And they scanned me out. And then I was like, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I fucking drove home. And then every other time I did that, I would go and I would wait for someone to come find me. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I forgot my badge. So I was finessing my way out every day. And then I quit. But that was really embarrassing when I was sitting there. I was like, oh, no. Like, oh, no. Oh, no.
What am now I gonna, what?
What am I going to do? I just drive through it. They just like make me break it down.
That literally wasn't me. There's a big like yellow shaped pole indent on your car.
You know what's funny is the time that it almost chopped my car and I had to back up. I didn't know that there was someone watching it. And I think that person had seen me sneaking out behind people. And I think they fucking closed it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What the fuck, dude? I'm like, it's parking. I'm not even fucking getting paid.
Like, they don't know that and they don't care.
No, I'm talking about my boss. Yeah. Like, I told her that multiple times. I'm like, I at least need your help with parking. And she was like, I'm not going to. I was like, well,
now what?
I gotta work the system then.
Okay, this next one's from Hannah, another Patreoner. Mm-hmm. And they said, my most embarrassing moment was meeting y'all in San Francisco and becoming a literal mute the second I got my turn for the meet and greet. I was so nervous, but I love you.
Oh, there's nothing to be embarrassed about for that. I am a really big deal, so it would be absolutely shocking. I don't
blame you for getting so nervous.
I'm really intimidating like that. I'm just kidding. That's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's very sweet. So many of you kind of clam up a little bit when you meet us, but that's not a bad thing. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. You guys are just so sweet, and you don't want to... I'll tell you what. I'd rather you get, like, a little nervous like that than say, like, "What's up, you fucking bitch?" I'd rather that. If you're asking me what I prefer, it's what you did.
Yeah.
Which is just like getting a little nervous. That's not a big deal to me.
Okay, this next one's anonymous. She said, also a Patreoner.
Woohoo.
She said, "I came out to my mom by accidentally sending her a TikTok that said Taylor Swift lyrics I relate to, gay." And no, she didn't think it was funny.
Uh oh. Well, if I was your mom... It was a
joke.
I was literally kidding.
It was a joke.
If I was your mom, I would find that funny.
Yeah, I would have laughed.
Yep, I would have laughed.
What's all this then?
Right, what's all this then?
I would have laughed. It makes me laugh. Okay, this next one's from... I'm going to say it's Tara. It might be Tara. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "I got blocked by a Netflix comedian. You do the math." "Listen, Drew, I used your idea from a TikTok you posted to comment something under one of his posts. This is what happened. I commented back to this random woman who said, 'Don't worry, Netflix comedian, us women still love you.' And I said, 'Internalized misogyny as a woman is caused by the need to have approval from men. You need that so bad that you're not even willing to stand up for yourself when being actively disrespected. It's sad, really, and I feel really bad for you.'"
Damn.
And then she wrote,
"Shit, this fucking empty the clip on that bitch." She said,
"This isn't embarrassing, but I just wanted to let you know."
You're right. It's embarrassing for her. Yeah. So technically it is still embarrassing. It's just not for you. It's not embarrassing for you. Damn, you fucking read that bitch down. Holy fuck. Shit. That is so funny.
I thought when I first read it that she was writing that to the Netflix comedian because he also has internalized misogyny. That's why he needs approval from men so bad.
What? I'm shocked.
Pick me ass, bitch.
I'm shocked. That's why I was like,
it's literally such a pick me girl.
It is. And guess what? He's not gonna fuck you, and if he does, he's gonna disrespect you. And if he does even that, he's gonna fuck multiple women at the same time.
I'm talking to the Netflix comedian. He's a pick me girl.
Oh yeah, yeah, him too.
That's who I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah. He yearns so desperately and openly for the approval of men, which is fucking can't relate to that shit. Can't relate to that at all. Not even a little bit.
Okay. This next one's from Madeline. She said, "I was typing my password to log into a program on my work computer, not realizing there's tuna hair in my mic, sorry. Not realizing I was typing in my work group chat. I hit enter and my password is in the group chat. My password was ass bitch 666. We'll have to bleep out the first word because we will get demonetized. I've never been so mortified in my life. I removed it so fast, but one of my coworkers reached out to me and asked if I was okay, and I just pretended like nothing happened." That is really gaslight them.
That's what you gotta do. What do you mean? Why would something be wrong? Did someone put something in the chat that maybe was questionable? I didn't. You're just like constantly like you're being super, super aggressive with the gaslighting.
Oh.
Why would you ask me that? Did someone put something in the chat that would make you believe something is wrong with me? Imagine they're like, "Oh yeah, I'll be there at 8. Same, I'll meet you there. Okay, ass bitch 666. Like it's just rant, and then someone just puts a question.
Has anyone finished those reports? Yeah, I'm almost done with those. What about you? Ass bitch 666.
And then it's like, and then it someone unsent. Puts a question mark on it. No, you edit. It says edited, and then it changes from as for 666. It changes to same. Sounds good.
I don't know. What do you guys want to eat for lunch?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll have that report done by Monday.
Okay, this next one's from Sophia. She said, "Before the boycotts, I went to a fast food place with a clown mascot.
Gotcha.
And when I got to the window, the worker tried to flirt with me. After he gave me my food, I went to speed off, but I had put my car in reverse by accident, and I went flying backwards. Nobody was behind me, thank God, but I was so embarrassed because he was literally hanging out of the window watching me. Also, he only gave me one sauce for a 10-piece nugget."
That's the worst part.
"When we flew to Arizona for the TikTok in the mix thingy, we had gotten food, and so Drew got chicken nuggets. And they didn't give her any sauce. You would have thought they took a shit in her food."
I've talked about this so many times, but like, why do you ask me how many sauces? And then I go like 3. why do you fucking ask me if you're not even gonna, and you know what makes me even more mad? They never forget Billy's.
Yeah.
That's the part that pisses me off. I'm like, you guys remember his and you put 17 of them in there and you gave me none. And he asked me twice, how many sauces do you want? And I was like, I think 3's good. And he's like, 3 of this one, right? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, just want to make sure. And then they weren't in there. What? And also, we all know how I have to drink after every other bite, if not every bite. It is every other bite. That's still a lot. Don't get me wrong. But my point being, I'm supposed to raw dog these fucking chicken tendies with no sauce. Please. It's just so annoying. And I wouldn't be nearly as annoyed if they ever forgot Billy's, and they never do. They only ever forget mine.
Zooming off though and going backwards is really, because then you still have to go forward.
That's far worse.
But you do have to go forward.
Not me. I just just drive over the curb and onto the street.
Okay, this next one's from Kimberly. She threw 3 in here.
Okay.
The first one is, I fell on ice in the parking lot of my job, so I got back in my car and called out and went home.
That's me, honestly.
The second one said, my trunk broke and it wouldn't stay shut, and so people were yelling at me to tell me it was open the whole way home.
After you fell?
No, I think this is a different
instance. That would be worse, yeah. Though.
You're like, you're holding your shoulder. You're like, I know.
You have tears in your eyes. Like, you're like, and your hair's all messed up because that's the part that hit the ice.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's all like
matted.
Yeah. Wet. The last one says, I snuck into an aisle at the store to go fart, and someone walked into the aisle right as I let go.
Dude, is there anything, like, maybe this is me being like evil, but like, if you do something like that, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you drop a hot one somewhere, and then you move, and so nobody knows it's you. And then you hear someone go, oh, it smells like shit over here. Does it make you giggle or does it make you embarrassed? Because it kind of makes me feel like almost superior, but also like kind of embarrassed.
I don't get embarrassed because they don't know it's me and I don't care. And I know, I know it smells bad. That's why I went over there and did
but
that.
But that's what makes me laugh is like,
I also don't fart out of my body. Like, I usually hold them in for most of my days unless I'm at home.
Then, you know, you just be letting it loose.
Yeah. It's my house.
But just like, it's almost like it makes me feel like I was like secretly doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel so like,
Gotcha. They don't know this, but that's for me.
You don't even know what's happening. But then it's also humiliating because they're like, oh, it smells awful over here. Do you guys smell that?
I say that because people will crop dust me. Go stand over there and do that. Don't walk past me. Well,
that's what makes me laugh really hard about it. Is like, if it were me, that's what makes me laugh.
This one's from Evelyn. She said, I clogged the toilet at work and I tried plunging it, but it only made it worse.
Damn.
The toilet flooded so bad that water kept pouring out of the toilet onto the entire bathroom floor, and the flooding wouldn't stop, so I had no choice but to go tell my supervisor.
And did you go, some fucking asshole just blew up the bathroom, by the way.
But I bet she's really nice and is really sorry that it happened.
And unless there's cameras in the hallway that leads to the bathroom, I have no idea who it was.
Otherwise, I have something else I have to tell you.
I'll lead the charge on finding out who it was. Unless there are cameras, in which case I do have a confession to make. Dude, the fact you don't know that trick of taking off the top and fucking turning off the water, girl.
At work?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was like a toilet like that.
I think probably one with like the silver.
The pole and the fleshy.
It's none of my business.
Even that one, though.
No, but even then, if it has that, it has industrial pipes. If you flood it that bad, then it has to be one like that's a
regular home toilet.
Yeah, it has to be regular home toilet.
What's your hack? Just explain it right now. Because when you take the top off, that doesn't do anything.
No, I know that. You have to pull up there's like something in there that you pull up. I don't know what the fuck it's called. But it makes the water stop.
On the valve under the toilet, you turn the water off. No, that's
turning the water off. Yeah. I know that. But there is something inside the toilet. You can take it up and it will stop running entirely. So when it's running like that, it's pushing water out. You know what I'm saying?
No, the water,
that's turning water off. That's not what I'm talking about. Anyways, plumbers, spam the chat below.
Put plungers in the chat, please.
Why don't we all spam the chat with plungers? I honestly don't know, like, if that's the case and it's some rickety ass toilet, like, and it has bad pipes or whatever, if nobody would know it was me, I would just leave.
True. You would.
Not if I worked there, I wouldn't. I would lie about it being me unless there was evidence, like I said. Unless there was a way for me to be incriminated.
Yeah.
Unless I'm perjuring myself, then I'm going to lie. And that's how I make sure I'm not embarrassed. But I would clean it. I would do that.
Well, at least there's that.
Well, I would literally be on some Dumb and Dumber shit. Like, I would figure it out. You know, remember when he opens the window and he's going like this with a towel? To get the to smell arrow. Out. The smell. Just with like a tiny little towel. There is no fear quite like that one, though.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in someone else's home. Like, business. After that,
when I come out of the bathroom, it'll look like I did like a 45 minute like hit like workout. Like a
Stairmaster in there. Because I'm with it's the heat panic, on. Panic yeah. sweating. Like that scene in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like,
he has like the fringe and stuff.
No, that's when he has like that bolo tie and shit on, Harry. And she's like, are you okay in there?
And the, is it chambray? What's the denim, the fake denim type shirt?
I forget the name. He has
like a denim top with like the,
yeah,
the print on it. So funny.
And
dude.
He took off the bolt top and he was trying to like make it work because it didn't flush at all.
Yeah. Okay, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yeesh.
We hope you have a happy new year. This is the last episode of 2023. And a happy holiday. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year's. We'll see you on the other side.
See you next year, losers.
See you next year.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can stream other episodes ever. You can listen to podcasts in the video version as always on our YouTube channel. Other than that, we love you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.